You are now listening to a Push Dip podcast.
That is Maxwell creeping in on me. But it's not fortunate right now. I'm fortunate because Gar Taylor's in the house. How are you, Gart?
I'm well. How are you doing?
All right, self, man.
Great. Yo, what a culture shock this morning. It was amazing. I brought my whole family through to SRS and we hung out at the shopping center. And I think they're going to want to come to every single one of our activations.
But it's awesome.
The people awesome. Are lovely. I love the people of SRS.
That's why I don't understand when people say SRS is dangerous. We are not dangerous. It's other people that's dangerous.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah. My wife was commenting on how she actually feels safer than in Sandton.
Okay.
So yeah.
Well, eerst is kudos vir jou. As jy geraad by die pick-up gewees het en jy vergaat gemiet, sê dankie vir die ondersteuning. Dankie regtig om sê hallo dit. Ons waardeer dit dat jy uitgekom het. So ons gaan 'n bietjie gesels met Gart. Gart, tell us, you got a show coming up. Tell us more about the show.
Well, I'm very excited because we're doing a concert at Traders at Times Square on the 26th of October, and we have been working for months getting an album ready, which we are going to be showcasing on that evening. We can call it a little big concert because we're there with lights and cameras and action and live band, and it's if you don't come to this one, I promise you, you're going to have FOMO. And you're going to regret it because we're looking at making this one of our biggest Gauteng shows this year.
Okay, and where can people get the tickets from?
Well, that's easy. Web tickets. You can go straight to web tickets and type in Garth and it'll come up with Garth Taylor Traders immediately. Or you can go to your Pick and Pay, your nearest Pick and Pay, while you're getting your oxtail or your bread, your milk.
It's easy as that.
You can just add the ticket to your bill. That's it. And pay a checkout and put that in your trolley and you're going to come to the show at Traders.
Okay. You also had a new song that you just launched, Forever. It's Forevermore.
Forevermore, yeah. That song is actually it's a taste of the new album. So it's part of the new album, the album called 23. And if I was to tell you that Forevermore is like one of my favorite songs that I've ever written and recorded, the balance of the album, I might like them more. So if you like Forever More, you got to check this album out too. But that's on the 26th. If you get a ticket, you'll actually hear the album before anybody else because we're not releasing it before that date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I got some interesting facts from the internet. You know, the internet, you can go and little spy on people if you. So apparently, you were handed a guitar when you were 7 years old. Tell us about that.
Yes, the guitar was too big for me. I'm not going to lie to you. It was one of those. I still remember the name. It was an Echo. Oh. ECO. Okay. And it was one of those Woodstock hippie type of guitars. Huge, big guitar. And what I used to do is I used to play the guitar with my hand bending backwards so I could make. You know how guitars shape most. Yeah. The back is bigger and it's got the little circle in front. So I had to put the guitar on my right leg, if you can picture this. And then I'd squeeze my right arm over the front of the guitar and I used to play backwards because I couldn't play. Yeah. My arm couldn't fit over that big ball of the back of the guitar. And I think I started playing House of Rising Sun. That was my first song I ever learned. Have you heard of House of Rising Sun? it's such an old rocker song. It's like a Stairway to Heaven type of thing. And it's like A minor. And yeah, I learned how to play that song so well. And I started playing other things and I got bored with that and I moved on to piano. And then I got bored with that and I moved on to drums. And then I wanted to play saxophone because I saw somebody playing it at some park. And then I started playing, like I wanted to play the other instruments too. And I just, if you know me as a person, I'm the sort of guy who wants to know how everything works. Okay. And then once I know how it works, I'm happy. I can go back to doing the stuff I enjoy doing. So that's my music too. So bass, guitar, drums, piano, saxophone, yeah.
So you're basically all in one band.
Yes, yes, yes. So when people, the one time they're saying there's a one-man band coming, like, and that would be me performing on backtracks, they actually expected me to come with these things strapped to me, like a drum and a cymbal underneath my arm, you know, those ding, 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 ding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mr. Taylor, say.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, I'm more on the old school side of things. I still love your song, Why?
Yes.
He just do that for me. It was released when I was doing matric. I think it was 98. Am I right?
98, yeah.
The lyrics are out of this world. A one-way train to nowhere.
Huh?
Tell me about that.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, so why I actually wrote, it was a song that most of the songs I write is either because of my own experiences in my life or because of experiences that other people have had that I either care for or I just know or I've just been part of or I've witnessed. So you can call, people often ask me, what are your influences in music? Well, there's a lot of different types of influences, I believe, for me. The musical side of it is just one part of it, but lyrics and actual meaningful words I get from the lives of others and myself. Why, in particular, was a song that I'd written because I was young and I met a lady and we dated for a while and we fell head over heels in love with each other. And I thought to myself that this was it until she told me that she was pregnant from her ex.
Wow.
Yeah, just stay with me for a second. Now I'm a young guy. I'm like barely 18, okay? And my girlfriend tells me that she's pregnant from her ex who just left her, but I must stay with her. I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah, cool, I'll do that. And meantime, I'm thinking to myself, hang on a second. Wait a minute. But I'm torn because, you know, I really like her, love her. And I'm like, but I can't. You know, I'm not ready to take that type of leap yet. But I love her. And so that's where I came from, because what happened is I broke up with her, okay? And then I thought, how am I going to explain this to her without breaking her heart? So I wrote this poem for her. And the poem came out in the form of Why. Before the groove came in and all that, it was like, and I think the original version of it was, I was like, how come every time I'm sad, I think about you? And how come when I'm lonely, I just don't want to do without you? But how come when I'm smiling and happy, I forget, you know, I forget about you? And that's not fair. It's not fair that my body works this way. I was actually quite upset with the way that my mind and my heart worked. And then I'd like sort of reminisce, and I thought, let me just write this to her. I never sent it to her. I made it into a song. It was released. It became a huge hit, and they asked me about it. And I told the radio station in Durban at the time, and she phoned in. And to this day, we're still friends. Her son, Daniel, is obviously the same age as the song, Why.
And also, Duran, you all know Duran. So, Mr. Tom.
Yes, sir.
How are you today?
I'm very well, and thank you for having us at Puan FM. What a lovely radio station.
Thank you very much.
What a great show you got. This has got to be one of the best soul shows on Sunday radio in South Africa.
Of course it is. Yes. Did your listeners hear that?
I can say it again for you.
Please. Like,
this is the best soul show on Sunday in South African radio.
Wow. I'm honored. Thank you, sir. Tell us more about the show coming up.
You know, we've been working on the show for a while, and Garth and the band, Duran and Gerald, have been in studio for about, I don't know, 2-3 months now, maybe longer, working on the new tracks. And I was one of the first people to hear Why back in 1997. I heard the song being played off a demo cassette, and I went, that's a hit. And we know it became a hit, and it still gets played on radio around the country.
Most definitely.
And when an artist writes a hit that big, you wonder whether they can do it again. And we know he's done it again because he released Crocodile Tears, latest track you're hearing on the radio now, Forevermore. And over the last couple of months, every time he's worked on a song, he sends it through to me on WhatsApp. And I just keep getting new songs, and each song I get, in fact, last week I sent him a message. He sent me 6 songs so far, and I said, you've got to stop doing this to me. You've got to stop dropping nuclear bombs on me, because every single song is a radio hit that he's writing at the moment. I know I'm his manager, but if I separated that job for just a moment and just talk as a music lover, I guarantee you that every single song being written and put on this new album is a hit. That's how strong the songwriting is at the moment. It's on another level.
You don't get it a lot that the artist drops hit after hit.
30 years after, or 20 odd years after starting in the business and the first hit, he's still consistently writing radio hits. It's unreal. I don't know what he eats for breakfast or what he drinks or what it is, the magic juice. I don't know but where it comes from, but I'm just astounded. Decades later, Garth Taylor's still writing and banging them out.
Jeez, like
that is
so the show, DJ Black, the show is a combination of all those songs you love Why, Crocodile Tears. Give me some of the others. Come on, Duran. Duran, the drummer, is too far away from the mic. Come on,
Only With You.
And another one.
Islands in the Stream.
And another one. We see when he runs out of memory. We're going to hear them first at Traders on the 26th of October. Menlyn is when the show is at. You can get your tickets at Web Tickets or Pick and Pay. But you're going to get the best of the hits, and you're going to get the preview before anybody else hears Garth Taylor's new songs. You're going to hear them at Traders on the 26th. It's a fantastic, it's a big show. Lights, big sound, full band, proper.
So you guys recording the whole show, or is it just...
Yeah, we'll probably bring some cameras in on the night. You know, we do a lot for social media, and we'll probably bring some cameras in on the night and put a compilation or something together and bash it out on the Facebook page. So if you're along, come along to Traders. You might just find yourself in some of the new material there, online material.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful. Did you also got a question for us?
Not really. I just wanted to comment on something which I saw earlier with Mr. Taylor and his family. They were hanging around the shopping mall there at Pick and Pay. You can feel the love that is out there. This whole situation is about love, guys. Gareth is with family and kids in the studio as we speak now. One of his daughters is on his lap. You can't believe such a talent and family man. Oh, wow. It's good to see.
So let's go to a quick WhatsApp that we got in earlier. And one of our listeners wants to find out. Her name is Nella. She said, hi, Fra asseblief for God for V. Hailey Crocodile Tears.
Yeah, come on, tell us, God.
Yeah, so Crocodile Tears is actually a message. There was the phase that I went through in one of my relationships, and I actually noticed this in a lot of relationships. And it wasn't even a girlfriend-boyfriend relationship. This was a friendship. It was a guy who used to come and train. And you know I'm a kickboxing instructor, by the way. So I used to train people at my dojo, and this particular guy had a condition called bipolar, and at the time I didn't realize, and I don't think he was quite forthcoming with it, but let's just say there was a lot of drama between him and his wife at the gym, literally in front of me, and at the time I was also having a bit of drama, so myself and him obviously gravitated towards each other, became friends. And this song is basically about being in a relationship where there are games. Now, a lot of people out there will know exactly what I'm talking about. When I say games, you got to say how you feel, okay? You got to take down your walls. You got to be vulnerable if you want the other person to be vulnerable with you. You've got to speak your truth. You got to let them speak their truth. Don't force a person to put a mask up and hide themselves from you, because you'll be disappointed in what you see. So Crocodile Tears is actually a lot deeper, believe it or not, than what a lot of people know. The first line, those crocodile tears ain't going to work this time on me. Okay, so how many times have we been in a situation where, I don't know, it's the whole thing about when a robber steals something and he only cries when he gets caught. Mm. And the cop says to him, you're only crying because I caught you. Mm. That's why you're crying. You have no remorse. You have remorse that you were caught. So crocodile tears like that, those crocodile tears ain't going to work this time on me, okay? And then the next part is basically, you know, the girl's supposed to cry, but not over me. So what that's basically saying is, yes, we're supposed to cry, but I don't want you crying because of me, right? And then basically the rest of the song explains how just put everything aside. And like you mentioned just now about love. So just put everything aside and just love me. Just do what we are meant to do. We're in a relationship together. Let's love each other. You're in a business relationship. Love what you do. Let that come first. Love is first. Love makes the world go around, regardless of what anybody says. And that's why I'm a love songwriter. I just may say it in a slightly different way. So Crocodile Tears was basically, the crocodile tears that are crying need not be cried. You don't have to shed those tears. If you just show your heart to somebody, let them show their heart to you, and you'll find that all those games will fall away. You can be vulnerable, you can truly trust someone and have somebody truly trust you enough to take your masks off and just be exactly who you are. And so that's, I bet you that a lot of people out there didn't know that the song went that deep, but yes, that river runs that deep.
So if Nella, if you're listening now, you know why.
And I hope my girlfriend's listening too.
Well, that was Crocodile Tears from Garth Taylor.
Yes!
Guys, we're having so much fun with Garth and manager Tom. And you ran the drummer. And the whole family, two little beautiful girls and beautiful wife. Thank you guys for coming to Port FM. We really, 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 you must come again, please.
It's been amazing. Definitely, you definitely will. Yeah. It's been amazing.
Unfortunately, you're now Porty. It's what we call people. you're now Porty. Now.
Porty, got it. I was saying it all wrong up until the other day, so I'm glad I was corrected. And I'm actually a skipper on a boat too. I love boating.
Okay.
So port is actually, isn't that another word for port? Is it the Afrikaans for port?
That would be the Afrikaans word for port.
Port. Is that right?
I'm his Afrikaans translator.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank
that
you, Tom.
That can be dangerous with Tom.
No, very much so. Especially when he's mad with me. He could tell me all sorts of things. So, could I ask, what does Port FM actually mean then?
Okay, the name Port comes from years ago. This was like a nickname for Estrus.
Right.
It's called Port. So
okay.
And when whoever started the station took that as a name, because people relate to the word Port. Even if you go to Johannesburg, Eden Park, if you say, I'm from Port, they know you're from Estrus.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's so cool. That's so cool. Can
I've also got a question.
Yes.
What's with all the tuk-tuks? I'm like jealous. We haven't got tuk-tuks in Veltevreden Park where I come from. And when we pulled in here today, I've never seen so many tuk-tuks in my life. And I'm like, you guys have got something going on.
We do. I always say it's a very good initiative.
I love it.
Unfortunately, there is some guys that misusing it, but it's really very, very, very good initiative.
I thought that was fantastic.
Well, didn't I try and do that in Santon and Joburg, and then the taxi association took them out?
Yeah. But you see, the difference is some people are scared of Estrus. I didn't say that on air, but yes. All right, guys, let's get back to the interview. So, any other news that you can give our listeners? What can they look forward to?
Well, Durant, I think you should say a little bit about the show. What do you think about our live show that we're putting together for the 26th?
So, yeah, this is Durant Live here. People here in Perth actually know me as Mr. So, yeah, this is actually Mr. here. So, yeah, on the 26th, we actually, it's going to be banging, guys. It's actually an honor working with Garth Taylor, guys. You know, it's one of my dreams, actually, that came true. So yeah, if you definitely, guys, the 26th of October, you don't want to miss this one out. If you're going to miss this one out, believe me, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss a lot.
Well, that just about sums up all the songs we're doing on the night.
and one more thing, it's kiddie friendly, so you don't have to worry if you've got teenagers that you want to bring to the show. They're allowed in, so you can bring the family with you, which is really nice. And once again, tickets available at Web Tickets. We've still got some tickets. There will be tickets at the door, but always better to get your tickets beforehand. Yes. Webtickets.co.za, or you can get directly from Pick and Pay when you pop off to Pick and Pay.
Tom, what's the cost of the tickets?
$150 if you buy them before the show via Web Tickets or Pick and Pay. $200 at the door.
$200 at the door. Okay, cool. Yeah. So that people will know if they come with the $150, they need to add another.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing something on the night. We've got some really nice vouchers to give away and free drinks and stuff like that. So people who get there early, and we'll be picking people out of the at the door, and people we know and like and met today, we'll give them some vouchers and help them along.
Always have the T's and C's, must know when you work with certain people, you're going to have to.
No, so we're good.
I think what I'm going to do on the night, I think I'm going to give, for 50 people that come in there, just randomly selected, 50 people, we're going to give them a 100 rand drink voucher. How's that sound?
That's a good idea.
That came in. One says, hi, DJ Black and DJ Oz and God.
Hi.
The story behind the song, that was the song Why. He said, he remember attending a wedding in Hardis, and it was in 2001, and the whole guest was, and the staff was singing their lungs out.
Oh, wow. Jeez, we must go and play there. What venue was it?
I'll have to check with the listener.
That's amazing. Thank you. I really get every time I sing that song, and my friend will sing back the lyrics to me, it gives me goosebumps, literally. And it's such an honor to be able to sing that song 23 years later to an audience that is just so receptive and loving to the stuff that I write. So, yeah, thank you for that.
You are still on Port FM 88.2 with Mattis Taylor and family. We have another message for you. Afternoon, DJ Black and DJ Oz. Welcome to yesterday's Mr. Taylor. That's you. Hey. Awesome music maker you are. One of my favorites is Forevermore. Pray you keep on making awesome music for many, many more years to come.
Oh, wow. Sure. What a huge compliment. I'm so happy because Favor More is one of the new singles. We had planned this year to release a song every month until the end of the year, but there were some complications with logistics and studios. So I ended up halfway through this year building my own recording studio and doing what I did when I recorded Why, you know, just yeah. getting into the studio and just working hard. So Forevermore was one of the first singles from the new album. And I'm so happy that you, well, this is what I was talking about earlier before I came into the studio. I was like, this is one of the most exciting albums I've ever done in my whole life. I've just, normally when I record an album, I'm skeptical, you know, you kind of like have to fill up the album with something to make it a full album. This time we can't actually choose, I can't choose which song is my favorite. I'm really so excited about this, and Forevermore is one of those. So there you go. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. And we are singing that on the 26th, by the way.
Oh, nice. So I think that's it from us. Thank you for very, very, very much for joining us on The Soul Seduction with myself, DJ Black, and DJ Oz, of course.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.